We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest host with us, Claudia Jordan, joining us this morning. And we're asking 800-585-1051. Thoughts on the Busta Rhymes situation. Now, Busta Rhymes looks like he was walking out of a Super Bowl party and a young lady came up behind him and grabbed his ass. Now, the young lady said that she didn't try to grab his ass. She was trying to tap him for a picture. Busta turned around and threw a drink on her. So we're asking, what are your thoughts? Let's start with you, Claudia.
Been here, done that before. And,
Did what? Slapped a man's butt?
No, Ben grabbed out in clubs.
And okay. I definitely, of course you have. You're a woman.
I've pushed men away from me and stuff like that. When it's obvious that they try to grab your butt. Sometimes you will. I mean, now that I hear that she said she was trying to tap him, that kind of makes sense, too.
But tap him on the ass?
That didn't look like no
that
tap.
That didn't look like a
you
tap.
You don't walk up behind nobody and come use your hand coming under.
Not on
the
ass.
Didn't we just talk about you being grabbed in the ass in the DJ booth and you did nothing?
I was walking out the club, but it was so shocking to me. That's what it was. Like, it was shocking because, yes, I've been grabbed on the ass before walking through a club. Usually it's females. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I turned around and it was a dude, it was just shocking because I've never seen that before.
So now you know how women feel.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I remember reading this book. It's one of my favorite books ever. Everybody should buy it. It's called From N-Words to Gods. And in that book, they talk about, you know, they're talking about why men should never do that to women. We shouldn't objectify women. We shouldn't sexually assault women like that. And they say, what if a big diesel dude like Mike Tyson came up behind you and grabbed you on your ass? The book was written, you know, back in the 90s. So at the time, Mike is the epitome of, you know, manliness, right? Mm-hmm. So what if a guy like that grabs you on the ass? What you gonna do? Mm-hmm. And that's how women feel. They were using that example to say, this is how women feel when men grab them on the butt. Claudia, you've been, that's happened. You've been like, assaulted.
I've been assaulted many times. Like the rejection thing, it is a scary thing. But I'm a woman and a man's much bigger than me. So do I think he overreacted? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was like the third time that day it happened. So he's sick of it. Maybe he's tired of it. And I know Busta Rhymes don't play.
Now, Busta Rhymes doesn't like anybody touching him. I've known Busta a long time, but I don't think he overreacted.
Me neither.
I mean, you touch you in his space. You touch his body. Like he said, it could have been anything. You could have had a knife. You could have had a blade. You could have had a gun. You could have did anything. No, get the away
from me.
Maybe
he just felt violated.
That's true,
like Busta Rhymes did nothing wrong. The man was sexually assaulted, and he defended himself. That woman violated his boundaries. You don't do that to any man, especially a Caribbean man. You know Caribbean men don't want nothing around their butt. Caribbean men don't even like wiping their own ass.
That explains it all.
Caribbean men don't even like wiping their own ass, bro.
Shut up, man.
Caribbean men be like that. Pause.
And people gotta realize, like, people's real life. Like, what if he had a girl with him, like his girlfriend, that already had beef about groupies or whatever, and then this girl goes and does this? It's icing on the cake.
That's true.
People don't know what else you got going on in your life already. You're already trying to deal with.
And how about just respect? Respect me the way you want me to respect you. Because guess what? That young lady would have hated it if some man just ran up to her and randomly smacked her on the ass. So don't do that to somebody else.
I do agree that women do get a pass a lot of times because it's a man, and we kind of make fun if, you know, oh, you sensitive. And it probably shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to the phone lines. We have Angelica. Angelica, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm sorry.
What'd you say? My mom couldn't hear you. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. I'm blessed.
There you go. Now, what did you think about this lady that we have to say allegedly because she said she didn't do it? Allegedly grabs Busta's ass.
We saw the video.
Oh, so I guess we don't. But well, she said she asked for a picture. She was trying to tap him.
So, look, I called a couple weeks ago about objectifying men. So, I am one of those type of women who may touch a man.
I remember you.
Inappropriately. Yes. But, look, I'm going to be serious this time. Like Charlamagne said, if the roles were reversed, you know, you can't be putting your hands on people. You know, people are getting too comfortable with doing that. You know, this is my personal space. This is my body. You can't touch me. So I don't think he overreacted in any way. And say, like, for instance, if it was Rihanna and somebody trying to touch her stomach, a lot of women don't like that either. Like, keep your hands to yourself.
Can you imagine?
She's that since they were babies.
Can you imagine Rihanna walking through a crowd and some guy just randomly running up to her trying to
No, people do
stomach.
That though. People do that though. When women are pregnant, I see other women like go to touch the belly. Oh, they don't even ask. Just go to grab the belly.
Keep your negative juju off my stomach. I don't know what you're putting hands on me for. And if ASAP them jump on that dude and beat him up, then they wrong.
Right. I'm with you. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Patience. I'm calling from Beaufort, South Carolina, 843.
843, what's happening?
What's your thoughts, Patience?
So I'm saying I feel like the lady was absolutely the wrong one in the situation, because it's same way we hold men accountable. We got to be able to hold women accountable, right? So like if I was in the club and somebody did that to me, I would feel a way about it. So I feel like he was right in what he thought.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing too, Busta, he didn't know who was behind him. Mm-mm. Busta would have reacted like that regardless of who it was. Mm-mm. Man, woman, he was just Definitely. Ready. As soon as he got that ass slap, rah.
Dungeon dragon.
Absolutely.
I wish I had more reflexes like that. I have a little delayed reaction like how you did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes at first, like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Kind of comprehending that.
Is it because you already have your defenses up because you're a beautiful woman and that has happened to you so much?
Well, one time, I told you off air, one time a man felt rejected because I didn't call him and gave me his number. I told him I had a boyfriend at the time. And he saw me out and he actually punched me in my face, punched me in the back of my head. So much so that I had memory loss.
Damn. What did he punch you for? Just to randomly?
He's like, you didn't call me. I said, I told you I wasn't going to call you. And then I walked away from him. And then he pushed me real hard and I slapped him. He pushed me I almost fell to the ground. And then he cocked his hand back and I don't remember being hit. But I had to go to the ER the next day and get, you know, x-rays on my teeth and my jaw and everything.
You know how many women tell me that they have to give a guy their number or, you know, act like they're interested in the guy just so things like that don't happen?
Many times, a lot of people have my phone number, have the same number for a long time. I have been guilted into it out of fear that if I see you again, you may assault me. Because once you get punched in the back of the head where you lose memory, you're traumatized. And I know a lot of women out there are like that. And we get blamed for like, you know, everybody knows you or you know this guy. You're being nice so you don't get assaulted half the time. Like, we're scared a lot of times.
That dude who did that to you should have been shot.
He was trying to be a police officer, and the police wouldn't do anything about it. He was in with the cops.
He was trying to be a police officer?
A state trooper in Rhode Island.
Damn. Jesus Christ.
He played arena football.
Jesus. All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Busta Rhymes. If you don't know the story, Busta Rhymes was, it looked like he was walking out of a Super Bowl party, and a young lady grabbed his ass. Busta
turned around. Sexually assaulted him. He was minding his business.
That's right. Busta returned around, threw a drink on her. Do you think Busta overreacted, or you think that's right? The only thing I'd be upset with, now I got to go back to the bar and go get me another drink, because I done threw all the drink on you. Now I got to go back to get me another drink.
You don't know if it was liquor. Could have been water. You don't know what it was.
Nobody drinks water out of cup.
Have you guys ever thrown a drink at someone?
Huh? Ask again.
Have you guys ever thrown a drink at anyone?
Look that way and ask.
Charlamagne.
I definitely have.
Look at the look in his eye. He's reminiscing right now.
It was wild. New York City was a wild
almost
time.
Almost gleefully, actually.
No, New York City was a wild time. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day.
Why did you throw the drink?
Oh, back then I was just ignorant. Back then I just didn't like how that person was acting.
Oh.
In the section. In the section we was in.
Section you just threw, yeah, you yeah, sprayed
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy or girl?
Uh-oh. Let's not discuss. 800-585-1051.
I just tossed it.
I just tossed it.
I actually was throwing it at the whole squad.
It was slow-mo, too. It was slow-mo.
I was throwing it at the whole squad.
You sprayed everybody.
No. Nope. I don't know how that, to this day, I don't know how that happened where that only that one person got
hit. It was God.
Hit. I'm not going to say God had anything to do with it. Wow. God had nothing
Bring
to
God
do with
this.
It.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll talk about it when we come back at the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Come on. 800-585-1051. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our special guest host, Claudia Jordan, with us this morning.
So we're asking, if you haven't joined us, 800-585-1051, if he's just joining us. Busta Rhymes, he was leaving. It looked like a Super Bowl party, and it looks like a young lady grabbed his ass, and Busta turned around and threw a drink on her. We're asking, did he overreact? Me, personally, I don't think so. Don't touch me. Don't touch my body. If you do, you just never know what's going to happen. And like you said, if my wife's with me, now you got to deal with her. So just keep your hands to yourself.
That's wild disrespectful. And by the way, that's disrespectful because she don't know who Busta was with. Busta might have been with his significant other.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But you only thinking about yourself because you want your picture.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Or whatever you was trying to do.
People get so out of pocket over a picture.
Oh, man.
Yes, they do. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Rude from Chicago.
Rude from the Chi-Town. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man?
What you thinking, Rude?
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday was Valentine's Day, you feel me? I was kind of in a messed up relationship with me and my girl, you feel me? But we made it part, you feel me? But I kind of mad we made it part because it was Valentine's Day.
Rude, I'm not asking about your Valentine, Rude. I'm sorry. That was earlier today.
What you talking about?
We're asking about Busta Rhymes, Rude. He was in the wrong,
but at the same time, you feel him, she shouldn't have touched a man's butt, bro. Don't nobody ever play that.
Why was he in the wrong?
Because he threw the drink at her. He could have, you feel me, he could have snapped on her, yelled at her, yeah, he had to throw the drink at her. That's how you lose fans and all that stuff.
I highly disagree. You can't tell people how to react, man. And we got to stop trying to police people's reactions.
You can't. You right.
And that's why you gotta leave.
I got a question for you.
No, you cannot slap me on the butt.
I heard you spit them bars Monday, man. Can I throw a little something at her?
You did what now?
I heard dude who spit them bars, what was that, Monday, I think, man. You feel me? He was kind of, you feel me, on the iffy side or whatever, man. I was saying, can I get a chance to spit some bars?
Oh, man.
You want a freestyle?
I'm not feeling well this morning, man.
Come on, man. Just one chance,
Charlamagne. I got a
stomachache. Yeah, we in the middle of something, man. See, you're not respecting boundaries, man.
Yeah,
you're
boundaries, man.
You're slapping butts, man.
You're
we
not
told
let
you
not. Him have his dream?
No.
Wow, you just crushed his spirit.
Hello,
I thought
sis.
I was support black men.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. It's Francis from Fort Myers.
Hey, Francis. Good morning. Talk to us.
Man, the issue with Busta Rhymes is so wrong, because if it was the other way around, it'd be considered sexual harassment.
That's
so
right.
I think Busta Rhymes was all in the right.
It's sexual harassment now.
It is sexual harassment now.
Exactly. So just because he's famous and he got a little bread, they want to make it all like he's wrong. She knew the risk she was running when she touched him and violated him. And his security, he definitely should be checking them, because you investing that money in the security and they sure wasn't on their game.
Yeah, because that could have been anybody coming up behind him to do anything. The security was breached.
Exactly.
What if she had a needle or syringe and hit him with
it?
She could have shot him with something and set him up. Like,
word,
he could have been
up.
Really
that's
in a
what
bad
I said,
place.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, that's wrong. If it was the other way around, the person would have been arrested.
If it was the other way around, they'd have been pulling up Buster's old lyrics.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, they'd have been asking for Buster to be arrested this morning. Right. He'd have been trending all day. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man.
That's true.
Sort of one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Lamar.
Lamar, good morning. Talk to us.
All right, man. First of all, I believe no man should be getting his butt touched at all.
See, this one
ain't no kind of way. Slap, grab, pinched, looked.
Virgin Islands.
It shouldn't be happening. Now,
you Caribbean?
Now, and baseball, it's a thing in baseball. Let's keep it there. That's cool. That's cool in baseball. And in baseball, it's not even a grab, it's a slap. So that's cool, whatever. But no man should be getting his butt grabbed or anything like that. Now, if you do enjoy getting your butt grabbed, I'm thinking that you like getting your butt eaten, too. That's what I'm thinking.
God damn. That? Yeah, how a friendly game of grab ass turned to a whole dinner?
I'm just saying. That's what I'm going to think. If you enjoy that, I'm going to like, he probably like getting his butt eaten, too. Because no man, like my girl sometimes, she grabs my, you know, grabs my butt. And I'd be like, chill, like, I don't like that. You know what I mean? I don't like that.
Nah, that don't sound like you don't like it.
You like
it.
That sound like
chill.
Nah, bro, I don't like it, bro. I don't like it.
Bring it back. Stop.
Yo, y'all stupid. Yo. I'm saying this.
A lot of fellas say they don't want it, but they be arching their backs, ladies.
Y'all stupid.
Oh, man.
Can I quickly shout out my gaming channel? It'll be a good segue.
Oh, he definitely arches his back.
FriendlyGamerGrabAss.com.
Nah, it's actually my gaming channel on YouTube is actually called F the Gamer. I'm just saying.
Back to Archer69.
F the Gamer?
Why you want to F the Gamer, bro?
See,
I'm just saying. Ain't nobody grabbing nobody's butts on that.
Yeah, I think you're telling on yourself just a little bit. Like, he's a little too crazy.
Just be honest, bro. It's all
good. Oh, man.
You're
saying too much.
He blushing. You can hear him blushing.
I think he's flirting with y'all.
Y'all wilding.
What you did last night for Valentine's, bro?
He's giggling. Look at him.
Nah, I bought my lady some flowers and some candy. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I was going to go cheap, but then my man was like, nah, I bought some girl some gift that ain't my girl. So I was like, damn, I gotta go all out and, you know, spend some money on my girl. You know what I mean?
All out, flowers and chocolate. All right. All right,
you said cheap.
Yeah, he said cheap.
Oh, I thought he said cheap.
That's what I thought he said. I thought he said I was going to go cheap.
And then he said my man. I'm confused.
So she gave you that money butt last night, huh?
Ah, y'all wildin', bro.
Goodbye, man.
No
What's
judging.
The moral of the story?
The moral of the story for me is a lack of boundaries invites a lack of respect. So, you know, I respect everybody's boundaries.
The moral of the story is people be telling themselves on the radio. He's a little bit obsessed with the grabbing of the butt, but he started giggling and laughing like a schoolgirl.
Yeah, he was started little, blushing. I be telling my curls, stop.
Don't
do
that.
All right. All right, when we come back, we got
that
rumors.
That back was arched.
What are we talking about in the rumors?
Hey, Tyrese was heartbroken once again on Valentine's Day. Oh.
He probably deserved it.
Oh. Yo, shut up, man. We'll get into it next. We got to get into it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.